Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's Dealer On webinar, where an expert from Google is going to share what dealers really need to know about YouTube. My name is Eliana Raggio, and I'll be your moderator today. Today's webinar is being presented by Dealer On. For anyone who isn't familiar with Dealer On, we're an award-winning website development company and digital agency, best known for our amazing SEO, the best customer service, and the highest converting website designs in the industry, including the award-winning Chameleon Responsive Website Platform. We're so committed to lead conversion, optimization, and customer service that Dealer On is still the only company in the industry brave enough to offer a money-back lead guarantee program. So does your website company guarantee you a 50% lift in leads or your money back? Maybe you should check us out at our gorgeous brand new Dealer On website at DealerOn.com. Hey, I want to let you know that Sean Raines and Greg Gifford will both be presenting at the upcoming Digital Dealer Convention in Vegas, baby. Dealer On's going to be exhibiting there, too. So if you're going to be there, stop by booth 601 and say hi. I'm going to be there. I'd love to see you. And I got to tell you, we have an awesome booth. So remember, booth 601. Can't wait to see you there. We have a great show in store for you today. We're very pleased to have Kelly McNierney as our presenter today. Kelly McNierney is Senior Automotive Retail Strategist for Google. She's based in Venice, California, and she coaches automotive clients on Google's wide range of solutions, including Google Search, YouTube, Google Display Network, programmatic, and mobile solutions. Her mission is to help automotive retailers make the most of the web by reaching in-market shoppers with the right message at the right time. She's conducted keynote addresses at Digital Dealer, DMSC, the Google Automotive Retail Summit, and numerous OEM-specific conferences. Prior to joining Google, Kelly spent 9 years at ESPN in customer marketing and sales, creating and selling multimedia sponsorship packages for sports advertisers. Kelly is a graduate of the University of Kansas with degrees in journalism and Spanish. She's a Think LA Person of the Year Award winner and is the SoCal Regional Lead on Google Serve, Google's annual volunteerism initiative. And Kelly McNierney, will also be presenting at the upcoming Digital Dealer in Vegas. Both of her speaking sessions are on the second day of the conference. She'll be speaking on a panel about digital marketing mysteries exposed, and then later that day about leveraging video, YouTube, and Google to drive peak performance. You don't want to miss it, so make sure you catch her there at the Digital Dealer Convention. Now, during the presentation, if you have any questions, please use the question feature located on the corner of your screen to submit them. At the end of the presentation, we'll answer those questions of general interest. If we're unable to get to your question live, we're going to try to respond by email later today. Also, don't forget, a link to download a copy of this webinar recording will also be emailed to you later today for your reference. And hey, feel free to share it with your friends and colleagues. Ooh, and guess what? Our good friends over at Google, they're giving away an awesome prize today on the webinar. Not one, not two, but three of you lucky webinar attendees will win a Google Chromecast for watching all your favorite online videos on your TV screen. You have to be on the live broadcast to win it, though, so stay tuned. And who knows, you could be one of the people winning this super cool prize today. Also, at the conclusion of the webinar, you're going to get a short survey. So fill it out, because we're always looking for quality feedback from our audience, and we want your opinion to be heard. And hey, do you tweet much? We hope you do. We'd love to see what you have to say about today's presentation, so please tag us in it. You can use hashtag DealerOnWebby. I'm at Eliana Raggio. You can also hit up Kelly McNierney at Kelly McN. We look forward to seeing what you're saying. So let's get started while the expert from Google shares what dealers really need to know about YouTube. Hey, Kelly, how you doing?
Good morning, Eliana. Thank you for that wonderful introduction.
Well, I am honored to have you here. And for those of you out there who don't know, I had the pleasure of meeting Kelly at a Digital Dealer Northeastern conference. She actually came to New Jersey. I had to stop by there, right? I saw her do this presentation, and then I, like, put her in a figure four leg lock until she submitted to actually doing this on the show. So, Kelly, thank you so much for being here today. I really appreciate it, and I know my audience is going to really enjoy everything that you have to share with them today, which I know is a lot. So why don't you tell everyone what we're going to be learning about today?
Okay, will do. The leg lock was very violent. I had no choice but to submit and say, fine, I'll do this lovely webinar. It is a pleasure to be here. I'm a big fan of Dealer On and of Eliana personally, as I'm sure all of you are as well. And I'm really excited to be talking about YouTube with all of you today. So let's go over what we're going to talk about today. Here are the objectives. So at the end of our time together, we're going to have an answer to the question that's bouncing around the marketplace. Is TV dead? Is it dying? Is it dead? Is it really dead? We're going to give you an answer today. Also, let's discover how YouTube complements TV. So whether you're buying TV at your dealership, or your region is buying it, or your national OEM is buying it, which they all are, we're going to find out how YouTube helps your TV efforts. Then we're going to talk about how YouTube is even better at reaching in-market shoppers using digital targeting, technology, and a massive amount of data that Google has at our fingertips. And finally, we're going to learn exactly what types of videos auto shoppers are interested in watching so that you can go back to the dealership and create them instantly and for free.
I like free.
Free is good. Do you want to talk about those giveaways and Q&A session, Eliana?
Oh, I'd love that. Yeah, so remember, after her formal presentation, then we're going to give away prizes, and then we're going to have the ever-important Q&A session. So we have a lot of people on today's broadcast. If you have a question for Kelly McNerney from Google, send it in. I do go in order, and I would love to get to your question today. So don't hold back. It's not often we get somebody from Google on here. It does happen, and today we have that pleasure. So make sure you get those questions in, okay? All right, Kelly, where do we go from here?
All right. Since we're talking about video today, it would be a huge mistake to not start us off with a video. So this is a little walk down memory lane to show you just a fun, lighthearted look at where the car industry, where the automotive industry has been when it comes to video.
Your Toyota dealer's Spring Fever sales event is on now. So come on over and catch Toyota Fever. Make your deal today.
Buy factory savings up to $2,400 for a limited time now at your Western Mass Chevy dealers. No one saves you more.
Test drive the new Accord, and we'll give you a pair of driving gloves or a computer-designed telephone. Your choice.
A comparison between the Plymouth Laser and Tina Turner.
Does car shopping confuse you?
$7,000 right around the corner at your Chevrolet Geo dealers.
The handsome, dashing Ford Aerostar for $1,989. It's really quite a van about town. Traveling with the sports crowd. Playing the market. Escorting ladies. Pulling its own weight. Staying out all night. And powering its way to the top. Ford Aerostar. It's in a class by itself.
Chevy trucks.
For today's American family, the 88 Royale is state-of-the-art.
A scoop from Hyundai.
Yes, Hyundai.
Mitsubishi. Are you looking for the perfect view, the perfect style, the perfect deal, Mitsubishi?
1982 Chrysler LeBaron Series. They are like no other cars in America, Europe, or Japan.
My favorite Corolla is Tercel. It's Toyota's Save My Day sales event.
Nissan Sentra. The inexpensive car people drive because they want to.
Oh, my God. We got a ton of comments about those, by the way. For instance, Tim, I'm totally with you. Tim says, it's scary how many of those commercials I remember, LOL. Trevor wrote in, rich Corinthian lever. I love Ricardo Montalban. Oh, my gosh, Trevor, that's exactly what I was thinking. Curtis wrote in, the handsome and dashing Ford Aerostar. Did I hear that right? Steve wrote in, dealers still love running these same cheesy, terrible commercials. And Daryl wrote in, what? No Joe Isuzu? And then you have somebody like Jake, who must be a millennial. He says, those were all made before I was born. What a trip down memory lane. Oh, my gosh, where did you find all these?
Isn't that wonderful? We had a marketing person here at YouTube do some research online, and he made a compilation video of all of those wonderful old ads. And I remember some of those. I don't remember others, but I'm pretty impressed with the Ford Aerostar escorting the ladies. It was one of my favorite lines of the whole video. So that is just a look back at where the automotive industry has been, and I love the comment, too, about some of our dealer ads still look like that, and that is the painful truth. So since we're taking our little walk down memory lane, take a look at these two images. Now, I think Jake, our millennial, will not correct, but everybody else should know these are some of the highest-rated television shows in history. Of course, the MASH finale on the right, which got about 100 million viewers, which is now Super Bowl-level viewership, and this was more than 30 years ago. So the television industry, the television viewership, used to be just a massive audience aggregator, and everybody, it was Dynasty, right, who shot JR, that's the image on the left, and the country tuned in, and it was all the water cooler talk, and this was how we were entertained. So times have changed, and I'd like you all to take a guess here. This is a little game. The highest rated television show in 1985. Think about it for a minute, and I'll show you. It was The Cosby Show.
Oh, of course.
The Cosby Show with a 33.7 average rating.
Drew actually wrote in. He got that one right. Good job, Drew.
Way to go, Drew. Well done. 10 years later. Anybody have any think about it?
We get people saying Seinfeld. Oh, ER.
Seinfeld is a popular guess. It was actually ER in 1995, but you're not totally off with Seinfeld, and I'll show you that in a minute. 10 years after that, CSI. For those of you who love those crime scene shows that were very popular about 10 years ago, they still are. How about last year? Highest rated television show.
People are saying Game of Thrones.
No, because Game of Thrones is on HBO. It doesn't actually
Walking
get
Dead,
measured.
Breaking Bad, Bachelorette. I don't know.
All very good guesses. Unfortunately, it's none of those, and it's instead this show. The Big Bang Theory.
Hey, we did get somebody who got that one right. Show. Brad got that one right. Yeah. Good job, Brad.
Way to go, Brad. I know Brad's a fan of the Big Bang Theory.
I am.
Trend here. It's funny. You'll notice a trend here in the viewership numbers at the bottom. The Cosby Show was reaching 1 in 3 Americans at 33 rating. Big Bang Theory is now reaching, 1 in 10. So television isn't able to reach people in the way that it used to be able to. So if we take a look at ratings in 5-year increments, you'll see things like Friends, which I don't know if anyone guessed that usually comes out, or Cheers. Ratings have been on a steady and consistent decline since the 80s. And there are a couple of reasons for that. One is, back in the 80s, there were 3 television networks. So as The Cosby Show, it wasn't that difficult to get a third of America's audience because they only had 3 options. Television was like a quaint main street in a small town, neat, clean, organized, and a couple of very curated options. Now, the television industry is more like this. We have thousands of channels, we have thousands of options, and it feels more like Times Square. And of course, we all always insist that there's absolutely nothing to watch on television. So part of the reason that we've seen television ratings erode is this. There are just far more options than there used to be. When you only had 3 options of what to watch on television, it was much easier to get a higher rating than it is today. However, that is not the full story. Television ratings are not just down because there are more things to watch. They're also down because average time spent per day in television is decreasing. And this is just over the last 4 years. So since 2012, we've seen the average time per day that people spend watching TV go down significantly. But it's not because people are reading more books. It's because people are spending more time online. So online has started to replace television in people's lives for where they go to be entertained. And online video is a huge driver of that growth. So 30% of that huge growth in online that you're seeing from 2012 to 2016 is coming from video. It's not that people are watching less video, they're just watching less video on television. In fact, we break it down by market. So I'm sorry I don't have Nashville on this list, But for those of you in these major metros, you'll see that even for urban people, even for people living in large cities, large metros, the amount of time per day spent watching TV is down by double-digit figures.
Wow.
Yeah. You'll also notice here that the average that I showed on the previous screen is higher than any of these major metros. So a lot of times television is being watched in rural areas, not necessarily in larger cities. All right, Eliana, it is time for our first poll question.
That's correct. All right, audience, we have only two poll questions for you today. But you know what? First one's on the screen now. We want to know what you think. What do you think it means when the TV ratings are on a consistent decline? Please select one of the following answers. Do you believe that kids these days need to spend more time indoors watching TV? Do you believe that there are more channels to choose from? That people are spending less time watching TV just because they're too darn busy? Do you think that there's too many TV programs so every show gets lower ratings? Or now that you can buy a TV cheaper than before because, who uses TV anymore? Once we get a majority of the votes in, we're going to close this poll, share the results, and then the wise Kelly McNierney, nice Italian girl, is going to tell us if there's actually an answer to this. Thank you so much, everyone, for getting your votes in. The votes are still coming in. While we're waiting for more votes to come in, Kelly, Keyston wrote in. He says, tell Kelly she still owes Keyston a drink. I met her at the Denver Toyota meeting.
I think I was owed that drink. Yeah, you got it, Keyston.
And Matt Koenig wrote and he says, looking forward to this so much. I just met Kelly at Toyota Digital Learning Labs. There you go.
Oh, excellent. Hello, guys. Good
yes.
to see familiar faces again.
And Matt says he's going to see us over at Digital Dealer, so that's cool, too.
We'll be there.
Matt said, ask Kelly about her dress jokes at Toyota. I have no idea what that is. If that's something we need to take offline, we'll totally do that.
I use an example of my dress to talk about how remarketing can go horribly wrong.
Okay.
How do you remember that shining example?
Well, I don't know, but we're going to find out about it. I don't have any good dress purchase stories when I spoke about Spanish. All right. All right, here we go. We're going to close this poll and share the results. All right, everyone, let's see what you have to say. No one thinks kids need to spend more time indoors. So thank you for that. 17% of today's audience, however, think that it's all because there's more channels to choose from. The majority, 65% of today's audience, believe that people are spending less time watching TV. I guess we're just busier. I don't know. And then the remaining 17% believe that there's too many TV programs, so every show gets lower ratings. No one said that they could buy a TV cheaper than before, so just letting you know that. That's a damn shame. All right, Kelly, is there a right answer to this?
We have a very smart group here today because the majority are correct. People are spending less time watching television. However, the other 17%, they're not wrong because, remember, there are two answers here. There are more programs on television, so that's kind of fragmenting viewership. But the key driver of ratings going down is if people are actually watching less television. Well done, team. Way to go. So if people are watching less television, how do we still reach them? Da, 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 da. YouTube is the answer. So let's go over a little bit of how YouTube can help you reach people. This is a chart from ComScore, and it just shows you the time spent watching online video. In total, 102 billion minutes, and YouTube, of course, has 36 of those. Now, huge, huge, huge caveat on this slide. ComScore is not yet able to measure multi-device, multi-screen reporting for video views. So what you're seeing here is desktop only and does not include mobile. Now, we know that mobile, half of YouTube views come from mobile devices. So once ComScore is releasing that data, which we expect to happen next quarter, you can see that 36 billion on YouTube will more than double. I also expect that Facebook number, Facebook largely driven by mobile, so Facebook's number will also probably double. So just keep that in mind. This is a desktop-only number. We're constrained a little bit by the research. But case in point, YouTube driving a ton of that online video watch time for our key demo in the car business, 18 to 25 to 54 year old adults. All right, 35%.
Real quick question, Kelly. Bailey wrote in a great question. She says, are those global numbers or USA numbers?
These are USA. Great question. U.S., the U.S. of A.
Thank you, ma'am.
U.S. only. Sure. So 35% of all of the online watch time happening on YouTube. Now, this one I love. If I could just tattoo a chart on my arm, this is the one I would choose. Because
really? This is the one you would go with? Well,
this is, yeah, it would be very boring and raise a lot of questions, but really I think it's self-explanatory. The reach of 18 to 49-year-olds, so the largest, most desirable demo in the U.S., YouTube on mobile alone is reaching more 18 to 49-year-olds than any broadcast or cable network in the United States. So when you look at YouTube desktop, you see that we're slightly right there after all of the broadcast networks, but that YouTube on mobile alone reaches more people than any television network for that desirable 18 to 49 demo. All right, here's the other tricky thing about buying television this year. In 2016, the television industry is estimating there's going to be a 13% rise in a TV advertising cost per point, which we have listed here as a CPP, cost per point. So a cost per point is basically just how much it costs to get one television ratings point. And that cost is up 13%. Why would that be? These guys. It's election time. And in an election year, the television marketplace is very crowded because candidates for both local and national government buy a lot of television advertising. So it means it's more expensive for us to buy the ratings points that we could buy before. However, even though television cost per point is going up, YouTube cost per point is far, far, far less expensive. So take a look by region here at how much less expensive a cost per point is on YouTube than it is on television. And this is for that demo, again, adults 25 to 54. So if you're in or near any of these regions, you see exactly how much savings you would get on YouTube when compared to television. So how does YouTube help you efficiently reach your goals? Now, guys, get ready. We're going to get into some number crunching now. But I have faith in you. I think you can handle it. Let's do it. Google, with all of its infinite data, conducted a study to create a new tool. And I saw, Eliana, there was a Facebook post yesterday that you teased everybody with exactly this, and you said, I'm going to announce a new tool. I'm actually going to announce two, and this is the first one. So Nielsen, is everyone familiar? I shouldn't ask questions you can't answer. But Nielsen is the television.
Yes, we're all familiar with Nielsen ratings.
Okay, great. So everyone's familiar with Nielsen ratings, and everyone knows that Nielsen.
Even Jack, the millennial. I'm pretty sure he knows.
Even the millennial knows. Even though he doesn't own a TV and he's a cord cutter, he still knows what a Nielsen rating is. So, yeah, okay, you're all familiar with Nielsen ratings. We took Nielsen television ratings and Squad Universe. Squad does regional cost per point, so any of your dealer associations who are buying local spot TV, or if you're buying local spot TV yourself, Squad reports on those cost, television cost per points. Then we used a very nerdy mathematical equation called the Sainsbury formula to get at the tool that you're going to see next. All right, here's what we did. This is a real live dealer association that actually exists. I won't tell you which OEM this was, but this is a real dealer association in Los Angeles. And in February of this year, they spent $366,000 on a television campaign targeted at 25 to 54-year-olds. So for that $366,000, they got 196 total ratings points in the Los Angeles market. All right, so let's review. 196 total ratings points. For that investment, they reached 39% of adults 25 to 54 in Los Angeles. The cost we already see, which gives us a cost per point of $1,867. You don't need to remember any of this, but I'm just walking you through step by step how this analysis works. When we combined YouTube, the total ratings points increased by 34 and the increase in reach by 21 percentage points. So Many people would say, oh, sure, yeah, if I spend more money, of course I can reach more people. But notice the total cost there. We didn't actually increase the total cost at all. Instead, what we did was take 15% of the television budget and shift it over to YouTube. So for the same exact investment, we got more TRPs, we reached a larger percentage of the adult 25 to 54 population in LA, and we did it for a lower cost per point, lower CPP.
Not bad.
Yeah. Not shabby, right?
Not too shabby.
So that's analysis of an actual campaign. What if we use this as more of a planning tool or a predictive tool? Okay, fine, we'll do that too. Now, I must admit, this tool was developed in the spring. So in the spring, July 2016 was in the future. Now we're midway through July 2016, so it's not so predictive anymore, but the data is still worthwhile. So let's take a look. Let's say you have $250,000. Your dealer association is going to invest that in the Atlanta market in a month. Forecasted local TV cost per point in Atlanta this month is $554. While at YouTube, targeting the Atlanta region on YouTube would be only $336. So let's take a look at what $250,000 in Atlanta would get you this month. On TV, 451 TRPs. On YouTube, 500. The reach on TV alone, you could reach 75% of those 25 to 54-year-olds in Atlanta. That's great. You can reach three-quarters of people in Atlanta with $250,000 on television. But $250,000 on television and YouTube gives you 89% of the adults 25 to 54 in Atlanta. So, again, you see a similar pattern here. More reach, more TRPs at a lower cost per point and at the same total cost. So this tool that we've just reviewed is called the Local Extra Reach Tool, and it was developed by Google this spring. It's a way to compare regional television buys, local television buys, to YouTube.
Okay, Kelly, I am getting in a lot of questions regarding this, and I don't know if I hold on to them at the end if it'll help anyone. So I think I need to ask you a couple questions right here. I hope you don't mind.
No, please, go for it.
Okay, so for instance, Bailey wrote in and says, what about the CPM?
Great question. So CPMs we can back into. However, on YouTube, we usually do a cost per view, which I'll show you guys the ad format later. So we can back into a CPM, but it's a great question, Bailey, because those are usually less, those are not as easy to compare. So for those of you who are unaware of how the television buying marketplace works, the CPM varies based on the programming. So for example, buying Monday Night Football is going to have a much higher CPM than buying the early morning rotational news. So it's difficult for us. It's difficult for us to do a comparison of CPM because they vary so widely in television. So we didn't include that in the analysis. But to be fair, CPMs can be apples to apples. They can be just pretty similar on TV. They can be much more expensive on YouTube, or they can be much more expensive on TV, depending on what you buy. So.
Bailey, I already wrote in and said thanks. Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much. Great question, Bailey. Right. Follow-up question came in from Tracy. Tracy says, does this include skip ads, where you can skip the ad after 4 seconds, or are these banner ads?
Great question. These are only video ads, so no banners here, all video pre-roll.
Ah, great question, Tracy. Okay. I'll tell you what. I'm going to save the rest of the questions for later. Okay, thank you so much for the interruption, Kelly. Let's keep going.
Of course.
Thank you.
All right, so let's talk about what a video ad on YouTube looks like. Here's a little screen grab I took last night. For those of you just unfamiliar with what the video advertising looks like on YouTube, I was trying to watch a video called The Try Guys. There's a bunch of guys that do experiments.
I love them.
With their life. I love them, too. They're on BuzzFeed, and they were trying to hit 90-mile-an-hour fastballs. So you can see this is quite a popular video. It has 5.2 million views. Now, I clicked on that video because I wanted to watch it. And before that video plays, I get what you see here, an advertisement for the movie Bad Moms, which I can't decide if it's going to be hilarious or horrible. I'll probably wait till it comes to on demand.
I'm going to see it on opening night. I don't know what you're talking about.
I do love Christina Applegate. She is funny. Oh, it is, and then I'll know if I should go spend the $15 or wait. So that's on Time Warner Cable on demand.
I'm going with a bunch of other bad moms, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah. I have a feeling there's going to be like a lot of drunk moms drinking Chardonnay on the weekend of July 29th going to see this movie.
So excited.
I hope to be among them. Yeah, it's going to be great. All right, so the video pre-roll ad starts, and I think it was Tracy who asked the question about, is it the skippable ad unit? This
Correct.
Is what Tracy is referring to.
Yes.
See there on the lower right, you see that beautiful black box that says skip ad. Video ads on YouTube have this option. Not all of them. Sometimes you'll see an ad on YouTube that is not skippable, and that's an ad that the advertiser has chosen to make what we call a forced view. So the advertiser is like, listen, I don't want people skipping my ad. I need to get X number of impressions in a week. I can't have people skipping my ad, so I'm going to make it forced. But that's not this. This is the skippable ad. It's called TrueView. How it works is when the ad comes up before your video plays, and the lower right, you see a countdown clock that says you can skip this ad in 5, 4, 3, 2, and then the skip ad button pops up. If a user hits skip ad at any time before the conclusion of your ad or up to 30 seconds, you don't pay for that ad.
Oh.
So you only pay for this pre-roll if the user, given the option to skip, decides not to skip and watches the entire ad. So in this case, you can see this is a 15-second ad. I've watched this is at 10 seconds of the 15-second long ad. I hit skip at 10 seconds. Bad Moms doesn't have to pay for that ad.
Okay, but with a forced video, do they pay more for those ads?
Yes, a forced video is bought on CPM that Bailey was asking about before. So the forced view videos are CPM. These TrueView videos are on CPV, cost per view. So we're only charging you for a completed view.
Gotcha. Okay, because Matt wrote in, how do you run one of those video ads they cannot skip? I see those a lot. They talk about skippable ads, but I always get pre-roll that I cannot skip. So now that's explained. Do you buy those ads in the same spot where you would buy the pre-roll ads, the skippable ads?
You do. You do. Yeah, both of these, the non-skippable and the skippable, are both purchased in AdWords for video. So AdWords is where you buy search campaigns. AdWords for video is where you buy video campaigns. As of last year, it's all now rolled up into the same software. Used to be two different software programs, but now AdWords has it all.
Ah, okay. And another follow-up question. I'm so sorry to do this here. I usually hold all these questions, but you're on this topic right now. Keyston wrote in, was this factored into the numbers on the cost per point, the skip ads?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Indeed it was. Yep. So we're talking about this this skippable video format when factoring in that cost per point.
All right.
Keyston. Houston's probably already drinking. All right.
Where did that come from?
Oh, we have a joke. Don't worry, guys. We have a joke. Remember, Houston wanted to get a drink.
Oh.
When we met him. All right,
you,
so that's how video pre-roll works. We do love you, Houston. This is how a pre-roll video works on YouTube. And I know people love to see case studies. These are dealer case studies. So these are dealers who used TrueView and then reported back to us how successful it was. First example, Sands Chevy Glendale. If you are from Sands Chevy Glendale, let Eliana know. We'd love to hear from you. Here was Sands Chevy Glendale's goal. They wanted to increase sales. Not a very unique, but a very important goal, increase sales in their dealership. So Sands was spending $50,000 a month on cable TV. For 1 month, they decided to shift. Again, remember, we're not saying spend more money. We're saying just shift it. They decided to shift $25,000 of that cable TV budget over to TrueView ads, and you can see those beautiful results at the bottom. More visitors to the site, more dealership walk-in traffic, and all of this, which I haven't even mentioned this yet, all of this at less than 15 cents per interaction, so 15 cents per view. That's why you can see on the right, there's an advertising age story here. Where Sands Chevy Glendale told Ad Age that they found YouTube to be even more cost-effective than Google search.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I laugh out loud? No, I wasn't laughing at you. The article that you have in here, see the first line? It says, Drew Ament. Yeah, he's on the show.
Yes.
He said, that's me.
Drew! Welcome, Drew! Drew, you should know that I use this case study all across the land. Thank you for helping us with this.
He says,
Drew, I'm like a... Yeah, I'm such a fan of Drew. I put this slide all over the place because I think these results are awesome. There you go, Drew. Your moment of fame.
I'm sure he has more moments of fame coming to him.
I'm sure. He's slumming it here with me today. All right, I have another case study for you. This one's from Suburban Subaru. This one was a modest $300 over 1 month. We realize not everybody has Drew's $50,000 a month in cable TV budget. So this was a more modest $300 over a month, and still the results here for Suburban Subaru, pretty awesome. Now, I will be very transparent with all of my friends here. We are not claiming that you can sell 90 additional units for a $300 investment over 1 month. So often people say, like, wait, you're telling me for $300 I'm going to have a record sales month? I'm not saying that YouTube was responsible for every one of those record sales units, but I'm saying it's responsible for some. As you can see here, for $300, Suburban Subaru got 3,800 completed views. So 3,800 people, 3,744 to be exact, had the option to hit that skip button when they saw the Suburban Subaru ad. They decided not to skip it, but to watch the ad instead. So that counts as a view on your YouTube channel. They got almost 3,800 of those, and their cost per view was 8 cents. And you see big increase in unique visitors to their website.
Nice.
Okay, so those are two dealership case studies, to just show you how TrueView, that skippable ad format, is working for dealers in local areas like yours. Eliana, it's time for our next poll question, and I must admit, this is a tricky one.
Second and final poll question on the screen now for your viewing pleasure. We'd love it if you'd get involved. So get to your keyboards and let us know, how much do you think you are charged if a user hits the skip ad button on your YouTube pre-roll ad? Please select 1. Do you think it's 15 cents, 10 cents, nothing, a dollar, or the price of Google's stock? How much do you think you're charged if a user on YouTube hits the skip ad button on your YouTube pre-roll ad? 15 cents, 10 cents, nothing, a dollar, or the price of Google stock. By the way, what is the price of Google stock right now?
Yesterday it was $720.
What? Give me some stock. All right.
That's an expensive ad.
All right. Bailey said, was that a trick question? And then, by the way, Huberific wrote in, and he said about one of your slides that you just showed. Oh my gosh, I really need to eat. He says $15 CPM for video is strong. He liked it.
I'm glad he thinks that, but it's actually a 15-cent cost per view. Not a $15 CPM. That would be really good for video. A $15 CPM would be awesome. But these are 15 cents, and these are cost per view, not a cost per impression, cost per thousand impressions.
Gotcha. Oh, he says even better. Thank you, Huberific. And by the way, James did the research. He said Google stock right now is at $752.90. It's down $4.17, just in case anyone wants to know. All right, so here we go. We're going to close this poll. Audience, you guys are great. Thank you so much for your votes. Let's share the results. Okay, 1% of today's audience believe it's 15 cents. 3% of today's audience think it's as little as 10 cents. 93% of today's audience say it's nothing. No one said it was a dollar. And we got 3% of today's people who are hoping that it's not the price of Google stock. But
again, a very, very smart audience here. It is nothing. So when someone skips your ad, you are charged nothing. You only pay Google when someone watches your ad in its entirety. And doesn't ever hit that skip button. I say it was a trick question because I just told you 15 cents and 8 cents were the two costs in those two case studies. Keep in mind that is only when someone watches the full ad. So when they skip, it's free, and when they watch, it's somewhere between 8 and 15 cents.
Love it.
All right. In addition to all of this pricing and being free if someone skips, we do a lot of research here at Google, and so we asked automotive shoppers, when you're shopping for a car, what was the one thing that helped you learn more about vehicles you hadn't yet considered? And the number one answer, as you can hear on, see here on the screen in a big red block, is online video ads. So online video ads are more effective than any other advertising, and you can see all of them listed there, in helping online automotive shoppers learn more about vehicles they hadn't considered before. Also, you can see that down there at the bottom, not only the drive consideration, but discovery of new vehicles and influence on purchase. So these online video ads work very, very hard for you. Now we've covered in depth how to reach people on YouTube and how YouTube, when added to a television buy, can extend the reach to people who aren't watching television, how it lowers the cost per point, how it increases the reach. But what about people who are in market for a car? All right, in more of our research, we asked automotive shoppers, where do you go when you're watching automotive videos? And you can see in the chart on the left, the vast majority of them said YouTube is the place they go to watch auto videos. OEM site and dealer site running out the top three. So this is very important for dealers. We have a lot of dealers still experimenting with video, don't yet have video, and we want to make sure that dealers know that shoppers are coming to you expecting to be able to watch video. So if your site does not yet have video, let's make that a priority, and I'm going to talk more about how to do that in a couple of slides. Also, just to give you a look at the scale of all of these car videos on YouTube, 4 million views every single day of in-market automotive content on YouTube. So there are a ton of people there looking for information about vehicles. They want to do some research, watch some automotive content, and YouTube is the place that they go to do it. So much so that automotive content viewing time has grown 220% since last year. So auto video watch time more than doubled in the last year, partially because we think half of people are saying that they don't do a test drive anymore, or they do one test drive at most. Some people are purchasing without ever even sitting in the vehicle that they purchase. So we've concluded that test drives sort of going down, in-market auto content views going up, people are using video as the new test drive. So rather than sit in the car themselves, they'll watch a video of someone else sitting in the car and giving them a review of what it's like to drive that. So if you know the importance of video, what exactly are these people watching? What types of videos are they watching? We asked them, and these are the top three answers. Car shoppers are watching test drives, features, and walkthroughs or walkarounds. These are the three content buckets that car shoppers are searching for and watching on YouTube. And I already mentioned to you that time spent watching these kinds of videos is up 220% over the past year. So these are the three buckets of videos. We want to make sure you all are going back to your dealership and creating, and we're going to do something to help you. Now, I said I'd give you one tool. The first one is that local extra reach tool that shows you how YouTube decreases the cost per point of your media buy. The second one is this, another free tool for you. This is called the YouTube Director for Business app. You will find this only in the iOS, in the Apple App Store. This is not available on Android phones, strangely, but we developed it specifically first for iOS, and it was launched July 7th, so this is hot off the press. What this app does is help you, and the app is free. I don't know if I mentioned that already, but the app is free. And this app gives you templates for how to create a great YouTube video. This is what the app looks like when you open it. You find a template for the kind of video that you want to create. Also let you know that we are working with a couple of dealers to create some dealership templates in this app as well to show you what we think is really successful on YouTube. We should probably call Drew and find out what kind of videos Drew is making, since he's splashed on the pages of Ad Age for the success he's having with video. So this is the YouTube Director app for business, and you will see here it gives you step-by-step directions. So if video intimidates you and you're not sure how to make it or where to start, this is a great way to start. So it will tell you, hey, spend 9 seconds talking about what do you love about your work, and spend 5 seconds explaining who you are. So this is just a free way to make creating videos easier for you. You can shoot, edit, and post the video all right here within the app. All right, let's take a look at an example. Again, I mentioned test drives, features, and walk-arounds are the three buckets of content people want to watch. So let's just give you an example of one of those.
Hey, this is Brian Benson with Stivers Ford Lincoln, and today we're going to take a 2014 Ford Escape Titanium with intelligent four-wheel drive on a test drive. One thing that I noticed right off the bat is the steering wheel is very comfortable in the hand. You don't have the feel of hard plastic. With a leather-wrapped steering wheel, you can tell there's really been some thought put in the design and the comfort and feel of the vehicle. Right now, we're heading down the road at about 55 mile an hour down Hickman Road here. And one thing I really notice about the Escape here is the cabin is very quiet. You don't hear a lot of, it's a pretty windy day out today, so you don't hear a lot of.
Okay, we get the idea. So when we show users this video, we show them this video, and then we show them the one in the lower right, which is a very high produced, it uses a production company and all that, and we say, which video do you prefer? 98% of the time, people prefer this video here from Brian Benson. And the reason that they state is because he seems trustworthy. He seems authentic. I'm in the car with him. He's just a nice guy showing me the car. So oftentimes we hear from dealers, I don't know how to do video, or I'm not sure that I can afford it because I don't have a production facility, I don't have a huge production budget. So the point of me showing you this is just to show you all Brian Benson had here was maybe a GoPro, maybe just a smartphone, and it's just a dealer in a vehicle with a smartphone just showing users how the vehicle drives. So it doesn't require a whole lot of production or effort. It just requires your most charismatic salesperson, a new vehicle, and a smartphone. All right, now once you've created those videos, of course you want to post them on YouTube, on your dealer site, on social media. We want people to see them and see your great work. And I want to make an announcement that YouTube search has changed the way that it works for paid advertising. And this is a very, very positive change. In the old guard, YouTube advertising for YouTube search worked absolutely nothing like Google search. Google search is keyword-based. YouTube search was behavioral-based. What I mean by that is if I look at a lot of car videos and then I went to YouTube and I searched for sunscreen, it would give me a car video because it knows I'm interested in cars. On the flip side, if I watch a lot of music videos and then I went back and searched for Toyota truck, I would maybe get a music video because we were serving ads based on users' behaviors, not on the actual search terms. Thank God that has now changed. So the engineers finally listened and said, like, yeah, you might be right. Maybe we should make YouTube search work more like Google search. So now, as of 2016, it does. This is why if I do a search for best hybrid cars 2016, I see an ad for a Honda Accord and I see an ad for the Prius. So advertising your video is now much easier on YouTube search because it uses keywords. So when someone's searching for, in the last example, Ford Escape test drive, Brian Benson could advertise here in YouTube search, and it would be easier for him to show up at the top of the page there. The reason this is important is that every month 700,000 people type in the word truck into YouTube search. So that's 700,000 opportunities nationwide. Your opportunity in your market will be smaller, but that's 700,000 times a month across the country that people are searching for truck content on YouTube. And, of course, since trucks and SUVs are doing so well right now, SUVs is even higher, 850,000 monthly opportunities for people just searching for SUV content on YouTube. Not Google, searching on YouTube.
Jeez, I got to tell you, Kelly, I did not think it was going to be that much, that high in 1 month.
In 1 month, yeah, 1 month. And that is nationwide, so it'll be smaller for regional markets. But, yeah, the amount of auto content being viewed and searched on YouTube is skyrocketing right now, which is why we're really trying to make a concerted effort to talk more about this in the marketplace, because we see this as a big opportunity for dealers to connect with people.
All right.
1 month.
That's amazing.
1 month.
Jeez.
Yes. Right. So that's with you.
I knew it was important to have you here.
I'm so happy to be here. So let's review here. The reach game has changed and will continue to change. And just what I mean by that is we're recapping that first part about television. It used to be you just could buy The Cosby Show and reach a third of America. You can't do that anymore. The reach game can no longer be limited to TV. So is television dead? Absolutely not. Is television dying? Nope, not that either. Television is just now number two. So television can no longer do what it used to be able to do by itself. It needs help, and it needs help from digital video because digital video is now bigger than television. So if anyone tells you TV is dead, kindly show them the nearest exit and thank them for their time and know that they are wrong and we are right. Television is not dead. It's just no longer number one. YouTube reaching more people than any online video site and also any television network. Remember, we showed FAST and cable get fewer views than YouTube on mobile alone. And then I kind of belabored the point, I think, about more efficiently. We talked about lower cost per point on YouTube. I showed you the regions across the country where the cost per point is sometimes up to 33% lower on YouTube than it is on television. YouTube is the number one place people are going. Number two is the OEM site. Number three is the dealer site. So those are the top three places people go to watch automotive videos. They're replacing the test drive with online video. So if half of people are test driving one vehicle at most, that means a lot of them are test driving in their minds, using people like Brian Benson and a lot of maybe you who are creating test drive videos and walk-arounds and things like that. Finally, we have some targeting that puts your message in front of in-market shoppers, which I didn't really touch on that much today, but I should mention that those TrueView buys we talked about, the skippable ad, the targeting available there is awesome. So you can target, of course, on basic things like geography, gender, age, but you can also target, I want in-market shoppers. I want to target people watching truck content. I want to target people watching truck content who are in-market shoppers who have visited my site. So the targeting availabilities on YouTube are getting better and better every day, and it's a great way to reach in-market shoppers so that you're not wasting advertising dollars just spraying video message across your entire DMA. And finally, I showed you some of that research that shoppers told us that online video ads were number one at driving consideration, influence, and action. These are some resources for you all to use after we hang up today. I mentioned already that YouTube Director for Business app. That is on iOS only, and I also found out yesterday somebody in Dallas asked, is it available for iPad? And I didn't know the answer, and so he pulled out his iPad and said, nope, not here. So YouTube Director for Business app, only available on iPhones right now. It'll come to Android soon. And then these are a couple of links. Number one is a YouTube channel that gives you just youtube.com/advertise. It's YouTube Advertising's channel. It gives you all sorts of ideas about how to advertise on YouTube. And, of course, what better way to learn about advertising on YouTube than by watching a YouTube video? What will probably be even more helpful to a lot of you is youtube.com/YouTube help. This is an entire YouTube channel created by YouTube with helpful tips and suggestions and advice on how to really succeed at YouTube. It's a lot of stuff, too, like how to manage my subscribers, how to create a playlist. So a lot of really good instructional tips on YouTube there. And then finally, thinkwithgoogle.com is our very fancy blog, which shows case studies, up research. It's weird to say blog because I always think of blog as like a woman blogging about fashion or something, but this is a corporate blog, so it talks about market trends, research, case studies, what Google's up to, a good website to check out if you need some updates on Google.
Love it, yes.
And now Eliana said that you guys love the homework portion, so I was not shy about doling out some homework. So here it is. First, ask your dealer association if they are using YouTube to extend the reach of their spot TV buys. It's important for you all. I know a lot of you probably sit on dealer councils. You're probably on boards. It's important for you all to make sure that all of this cost per point research that we're doing is being executed on your behalf. So ask those dealer associations if they need to see this local extra reach tool. We'd be happy to show it to them and show them how shifting 15%, 10% of television onto YouTube will help them reach those people that they're having a really hard time reaching because they're not watching television anymore. Second, create your walk-around test drive and features videos. Remember, those are the three buckets that people want to watch, walk-around test drive and features. Once you've created those videos, and they don't have to be perfect, just test it. You'll get better. The first one may be terrible. That's okay. Try it out. Test it. Show your friends if they like it. Post it onto YouTube. Post it onto your own dealer website, because remember, that's the third place people go to watch online video when they're shopping for a car. YouTube, the OEM site, and the dealer site. And also, little tip from me to you, the Google algorithm loves sites with video. So posting video on your dealer site increases your SEO quality and also increases your quality score for Google search ad rank.
Oh, my God, somebody tweet that out. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
Google algorithm loves video. So post them to your website, post them to your social media channels, your YouTube channel. All of that is free. Every single one of these things I'm suggesting here is free. It's free to make these videos. It's free to post them. And I would love to see an example if any of you are doing this or when you start doing this, please email me about it because I think using a YouTube video and lead handling would be awesome. So if somebody emails you, submits a lead for the latest Chevy Silverado, I would love to see somebody answer that lead with a YouTube video of a walk around of the Chevy Silverado. I think that would be awesome. Finally, if and when it's time for you to advertise, then TrueView is the best product for dealers to make sure that you're reaching in-market shoppers who are researching on YouTube. And the reason I'm suggesting the skippable ad format for you instead of that forced pre-roll that we sometimes have to sit through on YouTube is because there's a small percentage of people who are in market for a car. So sometimes doing that forced view means you're going to force a lot of people who are not your ideal customer to sit through your ad, and you're going to have to pay for that ad. I think it's a much better investment for you to give people the chance to skip. I will also let you know that about 80% of the time, your ad will be skipped. It does not mean it's a bad ad. It means people don't want, they're not in market for a car, they're not in market for your car, or they just don't like advertising. It doesn't matter what you're selling them. They don't want to pay, they don't want to listen to your advertising, and we think you shouldn't have to pay for that. So that's why we recommend this TrueView skippable ad format instead of the forced view for dealers, because you need to get into a very specific segment of your local region. That's your homework. And really, truly, I would love to see some examples of videos that some of you are doing. I would love to see your YouTube channels. So you'll have my information here in a minute, and I'd love to hear back from you.
I love it. All right, people, we have some amazing questions that came out of the audience today, Kelly. I cannot wait to share these questions with you, and I certainly can't wait for your answers. But wait, we shall, because you know what? Before we get to that question and answer session, we got a prize to give away, and I want to remind the audience, now is your chance to download the handout in the handout section. So go to the handout section of your GoToWebinar interface. In there, you will see a link to download a copy of today's slide deck from Kelly McNierney. It's right there for you, okay? So make sure you get that, because when this webinar closes, you will not be able to get that handout, all right? So go now, download it, enjoy, and I think it's time for us to give away a prize. What do you say, Kels?
I love it. Let's give away many prizes.
Let's give away some prizes. All right, everyone. If you were here at the very beginning of the webinar, then I in it, you heard me announce that our good friends over at Google are giving away not one, not two, but three prizes today. Three of you lucky webinar attendees will win a Google Chromecast. That's right. This is for watching your favorite online videos on your TV screen. So all you have to do is be the first person to write in a correct response to one of our three giveaway questions. So get to your keyboards. Good luck, everyone. Here we go. First question coming at you right now. It's a three-part answer. I'm just letting you know now. She didn't pick easy questions. All right, here we go. Name the three types of videos car shoppers are watching on YouTube. Ooh, somebody wrote in very fast. Oh, yeah, she got it right. All right, first person to write in was the first one who got it right. Congratulations, Kendra Elliott. You are today's winner. Kendra, I am making it official. I'm writing your name down, but you know what I need? I need your mailing address. So send me your mailing address, and also let me know what dealership you're from so we can give you a proper congratulations, all right? That goes for the other two winners that we're about to get any second now. Well, as soon as I call your name, please write in your dealership or your company name and then also your mailing address so we can get this great prize out to you. Let's see. Kendra is from Wilson Motors Ford in Corvallis, Oregon. Congratulations, Kendra. Don't forget to send me your mailing address, your actual mailing address, all right? All right. Congratulations, Kendra. You can sit this out. We got two more prizes to give away. This one is a fill-in-the-blank. All right, everyone? Here we go. Good luck, everyone. YouTube can extend the reach of my TV by reaching more people at a lower blank than TV. Oh, my gosh. So many people answering at once. Let me scroll up. Okay, I'm sure we have a winner. Let me just see who it is. No, 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 yes. Amy Buchanan, you are a winner today. You are the first person to write in CPP. That is cost per point. Amy Buchanan, winna, winna, chicken dinner. Here we go. Writing your name down now. Amy, do me a favor. Do me a solid and write in. Let me know what dealership you're from, my friend. And don't forget your mailing address as well. Congratulations, Amy Buchanan. You have joined the ranks of Kendra Elliott as one of our Dealer On webinar winners today. And I still have no idea where she's from, but that's okay. On we move. Congratulations, Amy. Oh, here we go. She's from Romano Auto Dealerships in Syracuse, New York. Congratulations. Kendra, Amy, waiting for both of your mailing addresses. Please email those over to me as soon as you can or send them in the chat feature. Okay, here we go. Your third question, also a fill-in-the-blank. Good luck. Tamara writing in a guess. It's not the right guess, but it's cute. All right, here we go. Good luck, everyone. YouTube TrueView is a perfect targeting tool because uninterested users will simply blank, and I don't have to pay to reach them. Oh, my gosh. Everyone knew the answer to this one. That is right. Skip the ad was the correct answer. Let me see. The first person to write in, Trevor Kish. Trevor, congrats, dude. You are our third winner today, Trevor Kish. All right, congratulations to Kendra Elliott, Amy Buchanan, and Trevor Kish. Trevor's going to let me know. He's with Davis GMC in Lethbridge, Alberta, Canada. Congrats, dude. All right, congrats to all three of you. You are going to be getting this wonderful prize, the Google Chromecast, directly from our friends over at Google. So check your mail. Don't forget to send me your mailing addresses. I still only have one, only from Amy. Amy's the only one who followed directions. Kendra, Trevor, what you doing? Send me mailing addresses, dudes. All right, thank you, everyone, for playing along. I know, we couldn't give everyone, I mean, we have a lot of people on today. We couldn't give everyone a prize, but you know what? We give away cool prizes every week, so come on back to another Dealer On webinar, and who knows, that could be the day you win a cool prize on a Dealer On webinar. Huge congratulations to Kendra, Amy, and Trevor, and of course, we got to thank our good friends over at Google for their incredible generosity. Thank you so much. All right, are you ready for this?
I'm ready. I think I'm ready. I hope I am.
All right, let's turn on our webcams. They can see us that we're actually live.
All right, I forgot. Here's the webcam.
Webcam, right. Here we go. All right, here we go. First question comes to you from Bailey. Where's your webcam? Bailey says,
there.
Hey, Kelly. Bailey says, do you have any Canada versus USA statistics? We're up in northern Alberta. Or are they kind of...
I don't have those offhand, but I'd be happy to send them or put you in touch with the Canada team to send you some Canada statistics.
There's a Canada team?
YouTube is obviously...
Love.
Not. We have a Canada team. We do. We have a Canada, an automotive team. In Canada.
I absolutely did not know that, actually.
Yeah. His name is Deepak Anand, and he's excellent. He's a veteran of Google and of the automotive industry, and he'd be more than happy to help you.
I love it. Bailey, don't pass that up. All right, here we go.
Bailey, actually, mark your calendar, Bailey, because there is a there's an automotive event happening in Canada hosted by Google. I think it's called Think Auto. It's going to be in Toronto in September.
Ooh.
So
Bailey, you should attend that event.
Bailey, don't pass that one up either. All right? All right, here we go. Thank you so much for the great question. Emily wrote in, what about Netflix? You got anything to say about Netflix?
Yeah, Netflix is awesome. I'm a Netflix junkie. Right now, Netflix is not ad-supported. So you cannot advertise on Netflix, not you, but nobody. Nobody advertises because their revenue model is all subscription-based, which is working quite well for them. As a result, they like HBO because HBO is also not ad-supported. They do not have to report on viewership numbers. So it's hard for us to compare viewership of ourselves, of YouTube, against Netflix and HBO because they don't have to share those. They're not ad-supported. Netflix does. HBO does not. But I love Netflix. Great programming, but no advertising opportunity for you at this time.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you so much for the question, Emily. All right. Next question comes to you from Steve. He says, when you talk about percentages of users watching YouTube, is that strictly on mobile and display YouTube network, or is that including the display network placements?
Got it. That is including the whole YouTube
world.
Network. Yeah, the whole YouTube world. So whether the view is actually happening on YouTube or the view is happening through the YouTube player on a different website, it all counts as YouTube views.
Gotcha. Okay, thanks for the great question, Steve. Okay, next question comes to you from Tracy. Do you see a difference in advertising used versus new cars in the numbers, or would you say it makes no difference? Good question.
Can she clarify what she means by in the numbers? Like the cost? Or what do the numbers mean, Tracy?
Tracy, waiting for you. She didn't write back in yet.
Okay. Let's see. The difference between new and used would just be in the messaging, really.
Oh,
and
she
in
says
the,
as,
in the
as far as response. That's what she wrote.
As far as response. Okay, great. Well, then that's this answer still works, I guess. The main difference there would be the messaging and the targeting. So if you are targeting new car shoppers in the same way as used car, you will probably see higher reaction from used. But we suggest varying the content and varying the targeting. So for used specifically, those walkarounds are even more important because the person is interested not just in the model but in the actual vehicle. So the walkarounds and test drives are even more important for used than they are for new, because every new Corolla coming off the line is going to be pretty much the same. But every five-year-old plus Corolla is going to be very different in terms of condition. So the walkarounds and the test drives are even more critical for used than they are for new.
Very good. All right, Tracy, great question. Thank you so much for that. Okay, Curtis has the next question. He says, is that test drive statistic because of changed buying practices, or is it poor in-store sales process? Way to stick up for the auto industry, Curtis.
Yeah. Curtis, someone asked me this question yesterday, too. They said, well, does your study show what percentage of people were even offered a test drive? And I was surprised by that question because I thought, isn't everyone offered a test drive? And then I was laughed at when I said that. So apparently a lot of our dealerships are not doing a good enough job offering test drives, so that could be a reason why people are not taking a test drive. But we believe a larger percent of that is based on people who do all of their research online. Users now are doing, on average, 17 hours of research before they purchase a car. 17 hours. That's more hours of research than major medical procedure and more hours of research than selecting a college. So they're spending more time researching a car than they are researching a college.
Wow.
And by the time they get to the dealership, they're just ready to buy. So sometimes the test drive isn't necessary for them because they're already sold, they've already done the research, they know exactly what they want. They're coming to the dealership just to transact, not to shop.
Okay, got it. All right, thank you so much. Tracy, who I have now learned is a man. Thank you. For letting me know.
Hi, Tracy. It's Tracy Morgan. Is it Tracy Morgan? Or are you Tracy Morgan?
Tracy Cooper. Close enough. All right. Thank you, Tracy. All right. Thank you, and thank you, Curtis, for your question. Okay, next question comes from Bailey. Bailey wants to know, that new tool that you showed, is that to replace YouTube Capture?
Yes, thank you, Bailey. So good. Yes. I have talked about YouTube Capture for like the last year. YouTube Capture is great for people who already know how to create video. YouTube Director is just that. It's much better at directing how to create the video. So YouTube Director is Capture with more features. It has step-by-step instructions, how-tos. So, yes, Capture is still there, but if you need more instructional help and more features, then YouTube Director is a better option for you.
Gotcha. All right, great. Perfect. Will help with new employees not having to make storyboards.
Yeah.
Also, yeah. Bailey wants you to know that she loves the Darth Vader. Just letting you know. All right, here we go.
Thank you. I think it is Darth Vader, too, and not the new Kylo Ren, because that's an old school costume.
Okay, we got some people who want to know, you kind of addressed it, but they want to know that Director for Business app, we know it's not available yet for Android. Any idea when it might be? How long does it normally take?
Well, it's weird because we normally do an Android first. So this one is very strange in that we developed iOS first. And I think it's because we had YouTube Capture on iOS. And then there was all this talk about Capture is going to come to Android. But then instead we just made kind of a newer version of Capture.
Got it.
So I would hope it's not far behind, a couple of months.
Okay, because Amanda wrote in, we need it. We love it on Apple, but my interns leave soon. So there you go. All right.
Okay.
There you go. Okay.
I have an Android, too. I'd love to use it as well.
I got an Android. Yeah. All right, here we go. Androids rock. Okay, next one comes from Dan. He says, are most car dealers using specific placements and targeting with their pre-roll ad campaigns? Is that information that you might have, Kelly?
No, I cannot speak on what most car dealers are doing, but I can say there is a big opportunity for car dealers to use targeting better. I'll give you an example. When I was in Denver last week, a dealer came up to me. He had a Google search, which you guys love to do this. You have to search for your own dealership and then show me the results. And he was getting results for New Mexico, even though we were standing in Denver. So I said, I guarantee you that dealer doesn't have geographic targeting on his advertising. And you would be surprised. That's a huge miss. A lot of dealers just forget, or whoever's managing overlooks it. There's so many targeting options available, geography being the most obvious one. And there are a lot of dealers who are missing that opportunity and paying to advertise to people across the country when they're really only, I mean, you should get like a 50-mile radius max, depending on your, you know, how many competitors you have in your proximity and things like that. But no, I would say dealers need a lot of help, and there's a big opportunity for dealers to use targeting better.
Okay, thank you so much. Good question, Dan. All right, next one comes from Tim, and I think you kind of covered this. He says, "Will SEO affect YouTube searches much like Google as well?"
Oh, yeah, so we do have organic search for Google. Organic search for YouTube.
Yes.
So the top two videos that you see will be ads. And similar to Google, the content of your video affects where you show up in SEO. So if I'm searching for trucks and your video is about minivans, it's going to be a lot harder for you to show up there. But if your video is about trucks and I'm searching for trucks and you have a walk around and I'm searching for trucks walk around, then obviously relevance plays a major part there. Also, there's a lot of metadata that goes into how YouTube content shows in search organically. Tagging is really important on YouTube, so when you upload a video, make sure you're tagging it as exactly what it is. YouTube gives you a bunch of opportunities to categorize it, to say whether it's comedy or instructional or... So make sure that you're really taking advantage of all of the descriptors that are available when you upload a video to YouTube. That will help your SEO.
I love it. All right, Tim, thank you so much for that. All right, Tracy is back with another question. And he says, what is the recommended length of a pre-roll ad? Love that question, Tracy. What would you recommend, Kelly? You're the expert.
Yeah. Okay. This one's difficult, but I hate the, like, there's no good answer, so I'm just going to give you an answer.
way to go, girl.
I will tell you this. I'm just going to make it up. No, I'm not going to make it up. But the last year, we do this thing every year called the YouTube Ads Leaderboard, and it is the top ads every month, the ads people chose to watch the most on YouTube, top ads every month and then every year. Last year, 7 of the top 10 ads were longer than a minute.
What?
So everyone thinks 30 seconds, 15 seconds, but 7 of the top 10 ads on YouTube last year were longer than a minute.
Okay.
Keep in mind, though.
I would not have expected that.
No, it's surprising, but I want people to keep in mind that those are from Nike and Budweiser, and it's very high production quality, very...
They're like Super Bowl ads.
Great storytelling. Kind of thing, right? They're like Super Bowl ads, World Cup ads, things like that, Olympics ads. So I don't recommend that dealers make ads longer than a minute, because you saw from the very opening video, dealers have a long way to go before we become the Nikes of the world in creating advertising.
Right.
So we recommend for dealers, try to keep your ads 30 seconds or less. And your walk-around features and test drives, try to keep those at 2 minutes. Now, the reason this is a hard thing to answer is because I say things like that, like keep your videos to 2 minutes, and then last week at an event, a dealer came up to me and said afterwards, I have a video that's 8 minutes long, and my view rate is great, and I have a ton of views on it. And I was like, that means it's a really good 8 minutes. For most cases, 8 minutes is way too long. So keep it to 2 for the walk-arounds, test drives, and features, and keep it to 30 seconds when it's an advertisement.
I love it. All right. Great question, Tracy. Thank you so much, sir. Okay, next question. Well, not really a question, but Matt Koenig, he wrote in. By the way, just in case you don't recall, Matt had to go up on stage after you. He was like, oh, I was not looking forward to going up on stage after her. She's amazing. So he wrote in, yeah. He said, you can install iPhone apps on iPad. Just click the drop down on top of the App Store and select iPhone instead of iPad only. Yeah, I'm a nerd. Okay, so there you go. So you can get it on an iPad.
Huge nerd, Matt. But that's good to know. I don't have an iPad, but I wish I knew that when that guy was like, not available on iPads. I need you to follow me around. Go on stage after me everywhere, Matt, including this webinar.
All right, well, there you go. All right, Keyston has the next question. Hey, Keyston. He says, do you have any stats that show YouTubers are lower funnel customers than TV customers since they are in front of a computer or a phone and not a TV?
I feel like you set me up there, right? Like, sure, it's a softball. do I have any stats to prove that? None that come to mind. However, when you look at, you know, the reporting available for television is really lackluster when compared to anything online, YouTube, Google, Facebook, anything. Like, any TV reporting is going to be like, yep, your ad ran, and some people might have seen it. And as you know, when you're on a mobile device or a desktop, your ad is clickable. We can tell you what percentage of your ad was seen by which people. YouTube analytics tell you their geographical location, their gender, so the reporting is much, 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 much better. And so for that reason, we would say YouTube is better than television for lower funnel shoppers because they can immediately take action, whereas from a television ad, we don't know if they even saw the ad in the first place, if they were even in the room when the television was on. And also, nobody that I'm aware of right now has really been the industry leader in saying these are the actions that took place as a result of the television ad. So at least with digital, you can monitor what those in-market shoppers did as a result of watching your ad, which is a lot harder to prove on television.
Gotcha. Thank you, Keyston. All right, you are doing great, Kelly. We have a handful left for you, okay? For instance, Brad wrote in. I'm going to ask this, Brad. Don't expect much. He says, how do I get an invite?
Oh, God.
How do I get an invite to the Google Automotive Summit?
Oh, great. Brad. Is Brad a dealer?
Brad, are you a dealer? Waiting for Brad. He says yes.
Okay, great. We have not yet opened the Google Automotive Summit to dealers, but we're toying with the idea of making a dealer conference at Google.
Ooh, so, I would love that.
Yeah, wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
The Google Automotive Retail Summit, for those of you who don't know, in April we hosted a two-day, no, it was one day. It was a one-day summit up in Mountain View at Google headquarters in Northern California. And we invited some OEMs, some agencies, people who were doing mostly Tier 2 and Tier 3, but we didn't open it to dealers. And as a result, in our kind of feedback and our postmortem for that summit, we talked about how to make it better for next year. Should we do one again? The answer was a resounding yes. People really liked that summit. We got a lot of great feedback from that. And then we said, like, but we need dealers. We need to somehow create an event for dealers. So, Brad, I don't know if I can get you invited to the Google Automotive Retail Summit, but we're going to try to create a summit specifically for you.
Wow, that's amazing. Let me know all about it when it happens. All right, Kel? All right.
Yeah, right?
Brad said he's speaking at the upcoming Digital Dealer Convention as well. So we'll all see each other there, okay?
That's going to be so fun.
Oh, my gosh. Have you?
Brianna, has really not one person commented on my headset yet. Not one.
Not one.
A Darth Vader comment.
I mean,
but
look, we got the
this
matching.
This is ridiculous.
Do you need fries with that? Awesome headset, Brad said. Awesome.
I feel like I'm going to land a plane.
But we sound good. All right, handful more it's questions to go. All right, we still have so many people on the call, okay. So let's keep going. All right.
All right.
Next, by the way, you've never been a digital dealer, have you?
No.
You're going to love
true.
It.
No, I went last. Yeah, I was there last year, but I didn't go to the conference. I was speaking at, like, external events.
Gotcha. Oh, no.
The okay. Rogue events that people have. And, like,
great
the
time. So much fun. So much fun. All right. All right. We had a few people who wrote in about some videos that they did that have been getting a lot of response. So, for instance, Bailey, I know, look at your evil. You have the evil. All right.
I love Bailey. Your videos so much.
Bailey wrote
I can't
in,
wait to see them.
She says, our newest pre-roll commercial is from Capital Jeep, and it's called Our Girls Got Game, and it has almost 30,000 views.
Is that Capital up in San Francisco? Sorry. Is that Capital up in San Francisco?
The
Del Grand Auto Group?
Google it. Our Girls Got Game.
I'm definitely going to Google it.
Okay.
Okay. Will you repeat for me, Aliana, that question was from who?
It's from
Capital
Bailey.
Jeep. Who was that?
It just says
that was Bailey again.
Okay. Bailey. It says Capital Jeep, and it's a pre-roll commercial, and it's called Our Girls Got Game, and it has almost 30,000 views.
Unbelievable. That's great.
One of our winners today, Trevor Kish, he says he has a blog page called mykishconsulting.com, and he has a bunch of videos on there that did very, very well. He'd like you to check out.
Okay.
And Lexi, you'll remember her, she's half Moroccan. she says, we created a walk-around of a Dodge Hellcat. We had too many in inventory, and it got a few thousand views on YouTube, and we sold it a few weeks later. It totally works. So she loves the whole, she's a YouTube fanatic, loves it, thinks it's great.
Good. We need to make a case study out of that.
I love it. All right. And then you remember Drew.
Drew's back.
Drew, he wrote in, Kelly, hey, I just met you. And this is crazy, but we both help dealers, so call me maybe. So Drew left his phone number, so I'll get that to you. Get that over to you later, okay, Kelly?
Okay, great. Only if he sings that.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna sing.
All right, Drew. We'll talk.
Keyston says, "Back off, Drew." All right, here we go. Let's see what else we got in here. Okay, Jake, your next question. We only have a couple more questions for you, and then we're going to close this out. So By the way, we only have a couple more questions, so if you haven't downloaded your handout, do so now, all right? Jake wrote in, do you have a sample of descriptions that help optimize dealership videos best? Ooh, I like that question. Yeah, because you said put some descriptive words in there and, you know, get it all hyped up. So you got a list to share maybe?
Or? I have even better than that. I have a site. Let me remember what this is called. It's called the YouTube Playbook for Brands. It is a very, I'm going to warn you now, don't get mad, it's a very, very large document. But it is the Bible of how to create the best videos on YouTube. Now, it is not for beginners because it's very long and it goes into metadata and tagging and descriptions. So you may not need the entire playbook, but the YouTube Playbook for Brands, just Google it, you'll find it online. It has a whole section on that part from descriptions and tagging for YouTube videos.
Wow.
Should have put that in my additional resources. But it's a very long name, so sometimes I hesitate to share that. People open it and go, ugh, and then they just drop it and say, YouTube's not for me.
Okay. Boy, I have so much left here. Okay, I'm still trying to read all this stuff. Wonderful. I think we might be closing out now. Okay, Jake, you got that one? Okay, Bailey, I'm going to get you Bailey's information. Bailey is from Canada. Mm-hmm. All right? And she says, I'm going to give you my email address. I'd love to get in touch with the Canadian team as I have 30 dealerships getting on video and another 30 on deck. Yes.
Oh, Bailey, well right, done. Kelly. Yes, I will put you in touch with TPOC in Canada.
Excellent. So I'll get that over to you, Kelly. She also wrote in, thanks so much for your time. We have to go. Cars won't merchandise themselves. Thanks for information today, and I look forward to connecting with Team Canada. Awesome. All right, and then last one comes in from Trevor. He says, we respond to our Internet customers by attaching videos of the specific unit they're interested in. Last month, we jumped to 20% closing ratio from only 10%. Wow, Trevor, that's nice. I mean, I feel like doing a Rudy clap. Yes.
You doubled your close rate by adding YouTube videos to your leads.
Love it.
Awesome.
Ooh, that makes me sweat. All right, Trevor, that was awesome. Kelly, dude, you are amazing. Please, please, please come back and do another webinar with me, my love.
Of course, he's with me today.
He is tall, dark, and handsome, isn't he? All right, well, I'll tell you what. Kelly and I are going to stay in touch. I'd love to get you back on the show if you have another, you know, something amazing that you need to tell. He's trying to get in the shot. More amazingness to come from Google. Please come back on the show and tell us all about it. And I'm looking forward to seeing you at Digital Dealer. Yes, that's right. She is going to be speaking at Digital Dealer, not once but twice, people. So if you're going to be there, make sure you check her out. She's going to be talking on the second day of the conference. Twice, like I said. She's going to be speaking on a panel about digital marketing mysteries exposed. And then she has her own session about leveraging video, YouTube, and Google to drive peak performance. So if you're going to be a digital dealer, you're not going to want to miss it. Make sure you catch up to that. And yeah, Dealer On's very own Sean Raines and Greg Gifford are both presenting at the upcoming Digital Dealer as well. So you're going to want to check out their speaking sessions and stop by the Dealer On booth. Booth 601, I'm going to be there. Looking forward to meeting all of you. I'm going to be sending out the link to today's webinar to everyone, so don't you worry about that. We're going to be doing that very, very shortly. And, yeah, I got to let you know about next week's webinar. The invitations are going to be going out for that tomorrow. The Yelp Help Your Dealership Needs. And let me just tell you, if it's the one thing I've heard from dealers this year is that they are having big problems with Yelp. So I got you somebody, and he says he can fix all your problems. Here we go. Fact. Consumer reviews are trusted 12 times more than brand-generated content. So it should come as no surprise that Yelp, the Internet's largest review site, is also the most popular. However, Yelp is more than just an online venue for people to rate their experiences and give customer feedback. For dealers, Yelp can also be an unparalleled tool for building online reputation, gaining customer referrals, and even sharing coupons and specials. Yet, most dealers cringe at the mere mention of Yelp. Do you? Does your dealership need help with their Yelp? Yeah, you do. If you need some serious Yelp help, then you need to attend this fascinating one-hour webinar, since it has been proven that just a one-star increase in your Yelp rating equates to a 5% to 9% increase in annual revenue. That's huge. Peter, the web doc Martin, is going to share his proven Yelp strategy that your dealership can implement immediately to start earning more positive reviews. His comprehensive plan will show you how to leverage Yelp to successfully drive more traffic to your showroom to sell more and service more cars. If you've already been on Yelp, if you need help with Yelp, or if you haven't started doing anything with Yelp, don't worry. As long as you're ready to learn the Yelp help your dealership needs, then you simply can't afford to miss this presentation. So register now and don't forget, DealerOn's weekly webinars are held Thursdays, 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, or 9 a.m. Pacific. You got questions, comments, or suggestions regarding our webinars and our topics? I'd love to hear from you. So contact me directly. Again, my name is Eliana Raggio. I'd love to hear from you. You can track me down online. I'm everywhere. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Google+, you name it. I'm on all the automotive social networks. Or you know what? Just email me directly at eliana@dealeron.com. Thank you all so very much for spending this time with us today, and I hope to see you all on another webinar in DealerOn's continuing education series. Take care.